It wasn't so long ago that the experts were predicting the demise of the printed map. The massive popularity of GPS-based in-car navigation systems seems set to overrun the traditional navigator's tool, which you could fold up and pull out of the glove box. But the electronic devices may be losing their grip on cartography. A motoring group is enjoying an unexpected surge in sales of its printed maps, and there are concerns that the satellite network that supports GPS is on track to fail in the next year. Ashley Hall reports.
It seemed like nothing could stop the extinction of the printed map, or so Neil James thought. He's the General Manager for Travel and Tourism with Victoria's motoring body, RACV.
I was one of those that thought that the printed maps had had a... You could see the end of their life in sight. But I've certainly been caught by surprise.
What surprised Neil James is a big surge in map sales since February.
It's probably a 20% shift back to, against what we would have expected at this time of the year.
And what do you put that down to?
There are two things that I guess that we're sort of seeing happening anecdotally from talking to our members on a daily basis. One is a significant increase in travel within Victoria and closer to home and sort of driving holidays rather than flying off overseas. And the other thing that's happening is that people are starting to see some of the limitations of their in-car navigation units, that they really want that mapped so they can see the area where they're travelling through.
RACV's Neil James says only a printed map gives a reader the full picture of an area's layout, while a GPS device can only show what's in the immediate area.
It doesn't show you what might be even 500 metres either side of that road. So you might be driving past some great places that you just don't know that are there.
After 300 metres, you have reached your destination.
This year, it's thought Australians will buy more than 1 million in-car GPS devices. That's about a 35% increase on last year.
You have reached your destination.
Chris Carney is the marketing manager for one of the major brands, TomTom.
The key thing with GPS is it tells you where you are and where you need to go, rather than trying to leaf through a paper map, finding out where you are, and then trying to work out the maze of streets or the best way to get to your destination. You also combine a whole list of other safety features like safety cameras or speed alerts and spoken voice instructions, so it's very, very clear on where your next turn is.
And he says they do show points of interest along the way too. But there are concerns the satellite network that supports the global positioning system could be in strife by the middle of next year. For it to work properly, it needs at least 24 fully operational satellites. At the moment, it has 31 satellites, but that number could fall quickly because many of them are getting old and are likely to fail. And the US Government Accounting Office predicts the US Air Force will struggle to replace them in time to keep the system operating properly. Steve Kofsky is a technology commentator based in Southern California.
There could be areas potentially that don't have coverage or where the GPS information is simply not as accurate.
So this is probably not going to be a huge deal for your average driver, but GPS is not only used by consumers, is it?
No, and this is really what leads me to believe that the problem will be fixed. And that is that probably the one of the largest consumers of the global positioning system is the military itself. I just cannot see them allowing that to lapse in any way.
Perhaps that's why the US Air Force quickly responded to the watchdog's report using the social networking service Twitter to reassure people that the GPS network was not likely to fail.
They don't want people to think that the sky is falling when it comes to the GPS system.
What's not clear is whether the Air Force can do anything about the accuracy of directions given by a GPS device. Only this week, a young family driving from Western Australia to Sydney was forced to walk for 9 hours in the dark in the New South Wales outback when their car broke down after the GPS unit sent them along the wrong road. Steve Kofsky says that's why it's a good idea to have a printed map on hand, just in case.
I'm pretty dependent on my GPS, but there are frequent times where I wish I would have consulted a map as well, because you can still get lost, even with a GPS.
Yeah, and blokes will be asking for directions next.